Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh yes, 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 how lucky we are to have for Like a Virgin this morning in the country for Laneway, it is Wisp. Hello!
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. How are you feeling? How's the nerves?
I feel good. Today has been a very chill day. I'm excited.
Big day, darling.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, this is what we like to hear. So we'll get your original soon and then your cover in a little while as well. But you're no stranger to covers. You released this last year. Unreal sort of new gaze, alt-rockified version of Coldplay's Yellow right there. How did this come about? Is this something you do a lot just for your own fun, a few covers here and there?
I don't do too many covers in my free time, to be honest. But while I was writing the album, If Not Winter, I just was getting really tired of writing originals. I was going to the studio every day, so I kind of wanted a little break. And I told the producers I was working with that I wanted to make a cover of Yellow for a friend because it's one of my friend's favorite songs. Oh. So I thought it'd be a nice Christmas gift, but it turned out to be really cool and I really liked it. So I thought, why not put it out?
Well, and people were, I was watching a TikTok where you'd like tease it and people were gagging for that. They were like, release it, release
it. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all because Yellow by Coldplay is not a song that my fan base would listen to too much, but to make it my own was a very fun thing to do.
It's so sweet. On the one hand, it's like very sweet and touching to do it as a Christmas gift for someone. Yeah. But on the other hand, you do then go, actually, it's not for you. It's for everybody in the whole world. Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, we'll see what else we can get from you in a little while. Let's talk the Wisp background story. Is it true that, you know, while your music career is here taking off, there's an unfinished computer science degree somewhere that you abandoned to take on this career?
Yes, but I feel like it would have been abandoned at some point anyways, whether or not I was doing music, because I absolutely hated computer science. And
oh my God.
I actually switched my major to design right before I dropped out for music. So it's not a part of my life anymore and never will be.
How did you end up in it? So many people end up doing that, like doing a course they have no interest in. Why did you land on that?
I think it was a very naive decision going into college doing computer science because I thought it would make money. And now with everything else going on, I don't think I would have made much money from computer science anyway.
If I can say I relate to you so hard, I like blindly went from school into like an economics degree and I remember hating every minute of it and thinking like, oh, it's a safe degree. This is what you're supposed to do. And then when the passion took off, I was like, oh, that was never going to happen.
Yeah. And but I think I kind of had to go through that thought process because 100%. I actually hated on art majors, and I think it came from this like internal jealousy that I had for them, where I'd be like, oh, I'm doing computer science, they're doing art, I'm gonna make more money. And now I'm doing art and I'm so much happier. And I think that attitude kind of came from me being just very sad that I wasn't an art major either. So
no, you're right, it's all part of the journey. And look where we get to. Your debut album, you mentioned it there, If Not Winter. You've mentioned, right, that the album title is inspired by Sappho's poetry.
Yes.
Can you talk more about how your love of poetry began?
So I love reading books and I used to use a lot of books just flipping through the pages every time I went to the studio to help me write my lyrics. And it was a bit tricky because, you know, I'm just reading stories and I didn't necessarily find inspiration in pages of a fiction book. But for poetry, I think because it's so much more straightforward and poetry is, you know, kind of like music already, I was able to draw so much inspiration from Sappho's visuals and the language that she uses and just the cadence that she writes with. I think it touched me and I took that book with me for the whole thing of If Not Winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have like a version that was like, you know, it was really worn and would you write little things in it or?
I hate wearing my books out, so I take very good care of them, but that one is a little beat up. But I got a new version of the book when I was on my headline tour of North America. It was a hardcover of If Not Winter, and I opened it and I just started bawling my eyes out. It was so sweet.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Now, I also want to ask you this because I love that you talk about your music being for your inner child. I just wanted to get a bit of a picture of, like, growing up, what were those formative books or movies that, like, you know, little Natalie, like, grew up with that's influenced your artistry? Yeah.
I had a Greek mythology book that my parents gave me, and I don't think I was even able to read English at that time because my first language was actually Mandarin. Wow. But I would flip through the book and just look at the pictures of the Greek gods and all of these mythical creatures I've never seen before, and I just loved them so much. And I also grew up loving Harry Potter.
Oh,
so me and my dad would do marathons every winter or whatever season it was, where we would just watch every single movie in one night. And I still love Harry Potter to this day. I've always been a Hufflepuff.
Yes! So,
Hufflepuff yes. underrated.
Yes. Very underrated, yes.
Hufflepuff's on the rise in 2026. That's what we're hearing. Yeah. Wisp is with us for Like a Version. We'll get the cover a little bit later, but let's get an original first up. What are we about to hear?
You guys are about to hear Black Swan.
Unreal. Yay. Love this one. Here it is in the Like a Version studio whenever you're ready. It's Wisp with their original this morning, Black Swan on Triple J.
her incredible original Black Swan. My God, like so ethereal, just getting to see that in the Laika version studio, the guitar, your vocals, like, you know, you get to hear it on the album, but to see it in the studio, it was so beautiful.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I love that song so much. And there's so much energy when it comes to performing that song too. So it's always fun.
Yeah. It must be so fun. It really explodes into life in the second half of that song. Such a big fan of it. I saw you touring around America last year, playing, like opening these shows with System of a Down and Avenged Sevenfold and stuff, these sort of like heavier, faster bands with maybe a bit of an older audience. How did it feel like, you know, bringing a slower while still heavy sound like to those crowds? Were they responsive?
Opening for System was insane and yeah. I didn't really know what to expect, but I feel like I was pretty confident and the response felt, I think, good. Like, it's hard to tell when there's so many people and you can't really read their faces because they aren't right in front of you and they're far, far behind in all of these bleachers. But a lot of people did come up to me after the shows giving their thanks and I felt very appreciative and it was fun.
It looks, is there any sort of different approach? Because like some of those in stadiums, these gigantic venues, like you say, is there any difference? I know you sort of like just quiet, silent time right before you go on stage. Is that the same for those big rooms? Do you approach it any differently?
I guess it depends on my mood for the day, but for the System shows, everyone was just so excited and so taken aback by the size of these stadiums. Yeah. So we were all pretty lit.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
100. Am I crazy? But would I see a lot of tiramisu in your catering? Like, do you know what tiramisu is?
Tiramisu is my favorite dessert. So people always bring it for me, which is very
sweet. I was like, hang on a minute. We got a fan here. You're speaking to another tiramisu fan.
Really?
I am seeing it in your like tour wrap-up.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I love you saying it with the heavy Italian accent. Wiz not knowing what you're talking about. And you go, no, tiramisu actually is what I'm asking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to say it with an American accent for me.
Well, let's get some for when this cover's done.
Yeah.
It is coming very, very soon. Let's get the clue out there. I've been saying it all morning, but it is a slower song by pop punk legends.
Like a Version
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
It is Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We are joined by Wisp for Like a Version, the cover we are inching towards. But before we get into it, darling, you have said that no one loves bananas like you. I need to get into this obsession. Take me through, what is the love of a banana to you? Why is it the ultimate?
They're cheaper than berries.
Yep.
They don't rot as fast, but if they do become overripe, you can make banana bread with it. They're perfect with yogurt. They're perfect with cereal. They are a good source of fiber and potassium, and they are the best breakfast food.
How many are you having in a day? Is it just the one or like?
Probably once a day, unless I'm having a yogurt bowl late at night as my dessert, then I'll have a banana on top of it.
I really want to ask you a rogue question. Someone in the office came in and ate a mango in the office, and I said, I think that's too crazy a fruit to have.
Did they cut the mango into pieces?
They cut it sort of into pieces, but they're also like slobbering on the seed. And I just said, that's too like luxurious graphic of a fruit to have in the office. Would you agree? Like, a banana to me is very different from a mango, and I think there should be some standards.
Yeah, bananas are an easy office snack. Yeah. Mangoes, maybe if you pre-cut them back at home.
Yeah, you have to do the
but,
work.
Yeah, slurping on the pit is a little different, but respect, because I feel like I do the same thing. I love mangoes, so.
Top tier.
Mangoes are great.
Back at top tier, yeah.
That was the one word we had written on our document for the interview. Thank God we got to it. No, can we ask you about journaling? Because obviously, like, you're writing the music and stuff, but from watching your TikToks, you have a whole system to this thing. Walk us through it. What's happening with you in the journal?
I love journaling. And I try to do it every morning because I feel like it helps my brain flow. It's a good start to my day. And obviously, I can go back on those pages and find inspiration for lyrics through my feelings, because if I'm writing, you know, from stream of consciousness, it's what's most true to myself. So it makes lyric writing a whole lot easier.
That's incredible. I wanted to ask you, if I may, you know, I sort of wrote the notes from looking at the journaling ecosystem. You do an intention of the day. Have you done one this morning?
No, not this morning.
Okay, could we do it now? Like, what would you say be your intention of the day for the second version?
Okay, my intention of the day today would be to kill it at Triple J, like a version.
God, it would be a worry if it was anything else.
And maybe to get a yummy snack at the airport later.
Incredible.
Yes.
Maybe tiramisu.
And sleep
maybe
on the flight, hopefully.
Great intention.
These are beautiful intentions, yeah.
Thank you.
So it's the stream of consciousness to kick things off, like the morning pages, is
yes,
that what it's called?
Morning pages.
For people who don't know, that's about it, right? What do? Maybe 30 minutes a morning or whatever.
Well,
they ask.
I do 3 pages, and I got this from the Artist's Way book.
Yeah.
That is very popular. And I mean, I never finished The Artist's Way, I'll be honest, but so I did true. Take the morning pages from that book for me.
It's kind of the most pivotal part, I would say.
I think so too.
Yeah, the most active part. Another thing about you that I really wanted to pick your brain about is you talk about loving romanticizing your life. And I do this too. Again, from TikTok. And one of the main things I did is I changed my phone when it gets a text sound to like a sound of a fairy.
That's so cute.
And it actually makes a big difference.
That
but
is so cute.
I thought to anyone listening who's like thought about romanticizing their life, like what would you say is a tip or a suggestion, something you've done that people could try?
Ooh, I would say if I'm ever feeling any type of emotion, I'll make a playlist based off of how I'm feeling, and I'll only listen to that playlist and really get in my feels. Like, learn the lyrics, sing along to the songs, and just be fully immersed in what I'm feeling, especially if it's something stupid, like a crush.
Yeah! You know? That's such a great shout. I love it. Just lean in.
Yeah, the ultimate lean in is the move. That's so
exactly.
sick. Wisp is with us for Like a Version this morning. I mean, the intention has been laid out to kill it. So let's get to this cover. We gave the clue that it's a slow song by pop punk legends. What are you about to cover?
Last Night on Earth by Green Day.
Unreal. No. To me, this is a bit of a Green Day deep cut. How did you end up? Why did you choose this song?
Well, it's cute, it's easy, it's fun, and I've had it on my playlist for a long time, so I knew all the words.
If this was going on one of those playlists that's dedicated to a mood, what mood would it suit, do you reckon?
Oh, I'm so in love with you.
Oh, I gotta hear that playlist.
Please send us the link, please. Well, let's get it right here. It is Wisp in the Like a Version studio for the very first time, covering Green Day, Last Night on Earth. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Sitting on my
Yes, yes, yes. So add it to your playlist if you have a crush, if you're in love with someone. This is the perfect song. It is even more powerful than the original, we would say. It is Wisp in the Like a Virgin studio covering The Last Night on Earth by Green Day. Thank you so much. How did it feel?
It felt amazing. I love this song, so I had lots of fun.
Hey, go back to the journal, put a big tick next to the intention, okay?
Intention's done.
Yeah. So good. Time for that little sweet treat, which is coming. Before we let you out of here, like, Wiz, what does the rest of the year look like to you? Big 2026.
Yes, hopefully writing my album and putting it out by the end of the year, but I can't say for sure yet. But definitely working on new music, playing more shows, more fun tours. So yeah, a lot.
Sounds awesome. It sounds so good. More bananas. Yeah, let's go get you an Aussie banana.
Yes.
Let's go get you trying it. Wisp, thank you so much for coming in and crushing your Like a Virgin this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's